someone is driving my car. This is very upsetting. I will have to call the police.
Thank you.
Georgia. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Vodka, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Body, 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 Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvatacharya Osta Dada Sutrashi Shima His Divine Grace Abhaya Chanana Dabhattavananda Goswami Srila Prabhupad Gijai Eskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupad Gijai Nandagonti Vaishnav Vrindi Gijai Namacharya Srila Vedas Thakur Gijai Prem, say, go, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, this is the way to get out of. Shiva, say, go, Rabata, Bren, Gijai, Sri, Sri, Radhikrishna, Gopi, Gopi, Nashai, Kun, Radhikrishna, Giri, Gopur, Don, Gijai, Vrinda, Gijai, Gijura, Gijai, Jagadar, Sami, Gijai, Yamuna, Mai, Gijai, Shiva, Lilasi, Devi, Gijai, Samaveda, Bhakta, Vrinda, Gijai, Go, All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Vudle, Shri Mani Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharini Nivashesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desh. Okay, let's get started. So, Omaganath Himirandasya, Gananjana Shalakya, Chakshur Miditam, Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Sesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge. While I was blinded in the darkness of ignorancia. So, we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 9, and I believe we're on text 137 of the Madhya Lila, and we're going to continue from there. I just came back from a very nice trip. We visited some of our friends in Florida. We had the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's coming to Gainesville, Florida, which was the first time I met His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So I was able to interact with some of my friends who were there at the same time. Actually, there were only three of them who were there at the same time that were there at the program. So, to get together for the old people. And anyway, so we got to do that. We saw some of our friends in Tampa, Florida. We had some picnics with some devotees who drove around and drove me around. And we understood this material world is a place of suffering where repeated birth and death take place because wherever you go, it's all the same. One thing I realized before I joined the Krishna Conscious Movement, I thought that if I went to a different place, then I would become happy, not understanding the different place that I wanted to go to was the spiritual world. But, you know, I was young, and being a young whippersnapper, I think I was 19 or something, or 20, whatever I was, or the body was. And I thought I'd just, like, go to a different place. You know, I thought the problems are in America, so let me go to Europe to experience Europe. And in Europe, everybody is happy. Yeah, Jai, that's illusion. So I went to Europe, and what did I discover in Europe? I flew to Europe on a cheap flight, and I met up with a whole bunch of other Americans who were thinking the same thing. And what I discovered was that everybody in Europe was just interested in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And then I thought, what the H-E-double-L am I doing here? Just wasting my time. It's just a sophisticated version of animal life. That's all it is in Europe. That's all it was anywhere I went. So I flew back immediately to the United States, completely frustrated with the material world, prayed to God. Then I flew to the Bahamas in a private plane, landed on a road, and thought I would meditate and enjoy and realize the absolute truth by meditating. Okay, thought, just chant Om for the next, or Hare Krishna for the next year. Nobody's going to bother me. I could just live on this private island. So I were there. That means wild pigs, in case you haven't figured that out. And I thought, oh, they're interfering with my Omian. And then I thought, at least I should go swimming, because it's a beautiful island, you know, pink sand and clear water. And the sharks were interfering with my swimming. So I thought, someone is telling me something. And that was Krishna in the heart. So I flew back to the United States and started, what am I going to do with life? And I thought, well, I got to do something, so I just drove a taxi. And one of the taxi drivers gave me a Krishna book, and I got the Krishna book, and then Krishna answered my questions. So the point is, when one becomes frustrated with this material world, akinchana gochara, understanding Brahma, Bhuvana Loka, Puna Vartino, Arjuna, Mamu Petru, Dukantya, Punajamana Vijate, then at that point Krishna sends Guru, and Guru gives one instruction. So I had to be getting good and frustrated. Then Prabhupada, then I met Prabhupada in 1970, July 29th, and that was it for my material life. And I had immediate faith and connection with Prabhupada. I have full faith in Srila Prabhupada. Whether you like it or not, I had full faith in Prabhupada. Whatever that means, it means. Okay, so now we'll go on to... So anyway, we travel. But the only reason we travel is not to see things. Just like we went to Florida, and there's this beautiful park. And we went, we took a prasadam by the ocean, with the ocean breeze blowing on us, and the nice fruit and everything like that. And I was thinking, I'm eating here, eating at home, same process. But anyway, it was nice, but happiness comes from within. One's pleasure is within. That's what Bhagavad Gita teaches us. Pleasure is from without. Manasashtani Indriyani. Prakriti Shtani Karshati. And if we're identifying with these bodies, if we're identifying with our false ego, if we're identifying with our intelligence, if we're identifying with our relationship, if we're identifying with our friends, if we're identifying with our location, if we're identifying with our nation, if we're identifying with with our race. I got out of breath there with all these identifications. Then we're simply exploiting others and denying ourselves our real happiness. A real happiness comes from identifying ourselves. I am Krishna's servant. I belong to Krishna. Krishna is my husband. Krishna is my father. Everything to me. You are everything to me. And when you realize that, then you can be happy. Okay. On that happy note, preaching to the choir, so to speak, let us go and continue the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nitya Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nitya Nanda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dwaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. Text 137 in the ninth chapter of the Maja Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Kaviraj Goswami. So, Anyadehe Napaye Rasavilasa Vatevanayam Shlokakaye Veda Vyasa. Vyasadev, the supreme authority in Vedic literature. Actually, we read this verse, so maybe. Yes, we did read this verse. Let's go to the next verse. I think it's the next verse. Yeah, because Lord Chaitanya, let me tell you where we are. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is having a discussion with Venkatapata about who is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is, who is that form of the Lord, or the form of the Lord from which every other incarnation expands, or every other avatar, or every other expansion. So he's having this discussion. So, Purve Badaranmai Ekachila Bhimana Shinarayana Hina Swayam Bhagavan. Before this explanation was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Venkatapata thought that Sri Narayan was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, in one sense, let me explain this, Sri Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Nrsingadeva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they're all the same person acting in different ways. But the most complete manifestation of that Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. That's the same person. Tanhara Vajana Savopari Kakshakaya Shivaishnavera Vajana E Sarvopari Haya. Thinking in this way, Venkatapata believed that worship of Narayan was the supreme form of worship, superior to all the processes of devotional service, was followed by the Sri Vaishnava disciples of Ramanujacharya. This is not a criticism of Ramanujacharya or his disciples. Ramanujacharya was aware that Krishna is two Bhagavan Swayam because he read the Bhagavatam. However, he wanted to allow Krishna himself to explain this later on, especially in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Got it? To explain that Krishna is the source of all the other incarnations, other avatars, other expansions. Etanra garbha prabhu karate kandana parihasa dware utaya ete kavachana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had understood this misconception of Venkatapata's, and to correct it, the Lord talked so much in a joking way. In other words, sometimes you give instructions to someone by joking because they would not be able to take the direct explanation because people are sensitive. So joking is one of the methods of presenting Krishna consciousness when you're dealing with people who are sensitive. Prabhu kahi bata tumi na kariha sanshaya Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Eta Nishchaya. The Lord then continued, "My dear Venkatapata, please do not continue doubting. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is the conclusion of the Vedic literatures. Krishna Ravilasa Murti Sri Narayana Adaiva Lakshmi Adhyara Hari Aitena Mana." Lord Narayana, the opulent form of Krishna, attracts the minds of the goddess of fortune and her followers. So, in other words, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using this whole description of Lakshmi being attracted to Krishna to indicate that Krishna, or the manifestation of God as Krishna, is more attractive than the manifestation of God as Narayan. That's all. Because Krishna is God at home. Lord Narayan is a more, let's say, opulent, let's say from an external viewpoint, opulent form of God that is worshipped with opulence and with awe and reverence. So if you want to understand God at home, then you see Krishna. That's all. When God gets more sophisticated, then he appears as Narayan. That's all. Same person. Ete chansa kalakpam sa krishna stu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam brilliante yuge famous verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This verse is cited at the end of the list of all, not all, but the main avatars. All these incarnations of the Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of avatars. Purusha avatars means you got Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Shirdakshaya Vishnu, the three Purusha avatars. So generally, the incarnations that appear in this world, the avatars, the word avatara means to cross down. The avatars that appear in this world are expansions or portions or parts of plenary portions of these three personalities, specifically Shiva, Daksha, Vishnu. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God in himself. In every age, he protects the world through his different features. When the world is disturbed by the enemies of Indra, which is really being disturbed now, I hope Krishna appears. He has appeared! Krishna Nama Avatara. Krishna has appeared. You just have to take advantage. Remember that. So, this is a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28. It's actually one of the most important verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Sukadev Goswami uses to actually make the point that of all the different manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. He's the original, original aspect or original, I hate to use the word manifestation because that means there's something beyond, but he's the original Supreme Personality of Godhead from whom all other manifestations come. The way to say it. Narayana haite krishnara asadharana guna deva lakshmira krishne krishna nukshana. Because Krishna has four extraordinary qualities not possessed by Lord Narayana, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Wow! Lord Narayana has 60 transcendental qualities. This is mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. Over and above these, Krishna has four extraordinary transcendental qualities absent in Lord Narayana and every other appearance of the... These four qualities are, one, his wonderful pastimes, which are compared to an ocean. So this wonderful pastimes means intimate pastimes, okay? Intimate pastimes. Because Lord Nrsingadev's pastimes are wonderful, and they're like an ocean too, but they're not intimate in the same way that Krishna's pastimes are intimate. I mean, who goes to the pasturing fields with Lord Nrsingadev and runs after the cows with Lord Nrsingadev? Who dances with Lord Nrsingadev? Who puts Lord Nrsingadev on in her lap and chastises him and runs after him with a stick? Don't try that at home. So, only Krishna you can do that with. Two, his association in the circle of the supreme devotees in conjugal love. So, you know, intimate devotees, the gopis. Three, he plays on the flute whose vibration attracts the three worlds. Lord Nrsingadev doesn't play the flute, Narayan doesn't play the flute. No other manifestation of the Lord plays the flute. That's a fact. And four, his extraordinary beauty which surpasses the beauty of the three worlds and even attracts the beauty of, attracts the attention of Lord Narayan. As that story goes, when the Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna and Arjuna, he made the trick of stealing the Brahmana's sons. I've told that story before. And Krishna went to see him, and Lord Narayan, that is the Mahavishnu, said, actually, I wanted to see you, that's why I pulled this trick. Lord Krishna's beauty is unequaled and unsurpassed. That's pretty good. Text 145. Tumiye padila shloka sehaya pramanha se shlokaya se krishna swayam bhagavan. You have recited the shloka beginning with Siddhantas Tvavedepi. That very verse that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here we go. Siddhantas Tvavedepi Shrisha Krishna Swarupayoho Rasayinot Krishyate Krishna Rupamesha Prasastitihi. Oh, sorry, it went up instead of down. Page down. According to transcendental realization, there is a difference between the forms of Krishna and Narayan. Yet in Krishna, there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow, and consequently, he surpasses Narayan. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellows. In other words, the conjugal mellow between Krishna and the gopis is only present in the Krishna, in Krishna. Not in any of the expansions of Krishna. This is a verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.59. Here, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj says that Lord Chaitanya spoke the verse to Venkatabhata, and early he said that Venkatabhata spoke it to the Lord. But since their conversation took place long, long before the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was composed, the question may be raised as to how either of them quoted this verse. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this verse and many others like it were current among devotees long before the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was composed. Thus, devotees would always quote them and explain their purport in ecstasy. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Hare Lakshmi Ramana Gopikara Mana Harite Nare Narayana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna attracts the minds of the goddess, the mind of the goddess of fortune, but Lord Narayan cannot attract the minds of the gopis. This proves the super excellence of Krishna. The goddess of fortune wants to associate with Krishna. But the gopis don't want to associate with Lord Narayan. In fact, there's that whole story. When Krishna was hiding himself and made himself look like Lord Narayan, had an extra two arms, and the gopis saw him and they weren't interested in him. They simply offered their obeisances, because obviously if you see God, you're supposed to offer your obeisances. So they offered their obeisances, and they had one request from Lord Narayan. They said, please tell us where Krishna is. And Lord Narayan said, I don't know. But when Radharani came, Lord Narayan, that is Krishna in the guise of Lord Narayan, could not keep the extra two hands, and they kept disappearing, and Radharani was able to pull Krishna out of his opulent mood into the intimate mood with the gopis. Narayanera kakata si krishnapane gopikare hasyakarayate haya narayane. To say nothing of Lord Narayana personally, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Narayan just to play a joke on the gopis. This is what I just talked about. Chaturbhuja murti dekhaya gopi ganeraha ge se krishne gopi kara nahi anurage. Although Krishna assumed the forearm form of Narayan, he could not attract the serious attention of the gopis in ecstatic love. Isn't that the story I just told? Gopinam Pasubendra Nandana Jusho Vavashyakastam Kriti Vigatum Chumate Duruhap Padavi Sancharina Prakriham Avishkurati Vaishnavim Apitanum Tasmin Ujajishnu Vir Yasam Hantachitupira Adbhuta Ruchim Vagodaya Kunchati. Once Lord Krishna, Lita Madhava, once Lord Krishna playfully manifested himself as Narayan with four victorious hands and a very beautiful form. When the gopis saw this exalted form, however, their ecstatic feelings were crippled. A learned scholar, therefore, cannot understand the gopis' ecstatic feelings, which are firmly fixed upon the original form of Lord Krishna as the son of Nanda Maharaj. The wonderful feelings of the gopis and ecstatic paramarasa, that means the topmost relationship or topmost taste of a relationship with Krishna, constitute the greatest mystery in spiritual life. This is a verse written or spoken by Narada Muni in Lalita Madhava Nataka 615, a drama written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Wonderful drama. So anybody who's interested in hearing this Lalita Madhava, I have actually done a whole narration on it. And it's available on ISKCON Desire Tree, and I think it's also available as an app in the Apple App Store. Let me just look. And in the Android App Store. Let me check. And you can just check your App Store. If you're unfortunate enough to have an Apple computer, Apple phone, it's also available for you. Lita. Oops. Lita Madhava. It's somewhere. Vaishnava songs, books and reference. I don't know. It's somewhere. Okay. Eta kahi prabhu tanra garba churna kariya tandre sukadite kohi siranta viraiha. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deflated the pride of Venkatapata, but just to make him happy again, he spoke as follows. Dukana bhavya bhatta kainun parihasa shastra siddhanta shunayate vaishnava vishvasa. The Lord pacified Venkatapata by saying, actually, whatever I have said is by way of jest. Now you can hear from me the conclusion of the shastras, in which every Vaishnava devotee has firm faith. He didn't want to hurt Venkatapata's feelings. Krishna Narayana Yaiche Eka Yi Sarupa Gopi Lakshma Veda Nahi Haya Eka Rupa. There's no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan, for they have the same form. Similarly, there's no difference between the gopis and the goddess of fortune, for they are also of the same form. And I'll explain what I mean by that after I take a little more water. It's hot out today, that's why we need water. Okay, the reason for that is that Krishna and Narayan, the same person, as I mentioned before, and also the gopis. Radharani is the Adi Shakti of the Lord, and all the other Shaktis expand from Srimati Radharani. And Lakshmi, in one sense, is an expansion of Srimati Radharani, in the same way as Narayan is an expansion of Krishna. Okay, got it? So, Lakshmi is not bereft of the association of Krishna, because Lakshmi and the gopis are non-different. In one sense, Ajinja Beda Beda, Tadva. Gopi Dware Lakshmi Kari Krishna Sangashvada Ishvaratve Beda Mani Lahaya Pavrada. The goddess of fortune enjoys the association of Krishna through the gopis. One should not differentiate between the forms of the Lord, for such a conception is offensive. You understand? Eka Ishvara Bhaktera Dhyana Anurupa Eka I Vigrahe Chikare Nanakara Rupa There's no difference between the transcendental forms of the Lord. Different forms are manifest due to different attachments of different devotees. Actually, the Lord is one, but appears in different forms just to satisfy his devotees. That's the point. I don't know what is the name of the app for Android. I think you really have to... The people who publish these apps are ISKCON Desire Tree. I'm not really publishing them myself. I just gave them to ISKCON Desire Tree. And there is no I don't know where you find it. Maybe if you go to ISKCON Desire Tree on the internet, you know, the general internet, and you'll see some information about the apps that they have. Also, they published my Ananda Vrindavan Champu 2, another, and Vidagna Madhava. I'm just trying to look for it. Give me 1 second. No, I can't find it. Anyway. Somehow or other, but at least it's on ISKCON Desire Tree under my name. ISKCON Desire Tree, just remember that. And then you can download it at least on your computer. I don't keep track of these things. So, in the Brahma Sangita 533, it is stated Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Manantarupam Ajam Varana Purusham Navayovanancha. The Lord is Advaita, without differentiation. There is no difference between the forms of Krishna, Rama, Narayana, and Vishnu. All of them are one. Sometimes foolish people ask whether when we chant Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra, we refer to Lord Ramachandra or Lord Balaram. If a devotee says the name Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra refers to Balaram, a foolish person may become angry because to him the name Rama refers to Lord Ramachandra. Actually, there's no difference between Balaram and Lord Rama. It does not matter whether one refers to Balaram or Lord Ramachandra while chanting Hare Krishna, for there is no difference between them. However, it is offensive to think that Balaram is superior to Lord Ramachandra or vice versa. Neophyte devotees do not understand this Shastra conclusion, and consequently, they unnecessarily create an offensive situation. In text 154, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clarified this in a very lucid way. Ishvaratve Veda Manile Haya Aparada. It is offensive for one to differentiate between the forms of the Lord. In other words, they're all different forms of the same person. Because the same person can do unlimited things simultaneously in unlimitedly different places. Because he's God. And you're not gods. You can't understand that. So, on the other hand, one should not think that the forms of the Lord are the same as the forms of the demigods. This is certainly offensive, as confirmed by the Vaishnava Tantra. This is a famous verse. Yastu narayanam devam brahma rudradi daivataha samatnayanaiva vikshetas sapashandi bhavat turbam apashandi. That means atheist. Is one who considers the great demigods such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan. That's from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, and it's also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Majjhima later on. The conclusion is that we should neither differentiate between the forms of the Lord nor equate the forms of the Lord with the forms of the demigods or human beings. For instance, sometimes foolish sannyasis, thinking the body of the Lord to be material, equate the Dharidra Narayan with the Narayan, and this is certainly offensive. So Dharidra Narayan means poor Narayan. So they think service to the poor is the same thing as service to Narayan. The Prabhupada said we should serve all living entities by giving them Narayan, not just the poor people. Because in this mature world, everyone is poor. The poor rich man is poor, the poor man is poor, and everyone's poor unless they're Krishna conscious. There's no rich person. As we see in the discussion of Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy, when what you're done, yes, you know, who is the wealthiest person? And the wealthiest person is the person who's full of Krishna consciousness. Unless one is instructed by a bona fide spiritual master, he cannot perfectly understand these different forms. The Brahma Samhita confirms this. Vedaeshu durlabham adurlabham atmabhakto. That's 533 in the Brahma Samhita, which means by reading this, it's difficult to understand, but it's very easy when one has the assumption atmabhakto from one of Krishna's devotees. One cannot understand the differences between the forms of the Lord simply by academic study or by reading Vedic literature. One must learn from a realized devotee. Only then can one learn how to distinguish between one form of the Lord and another. The conclusion is that there is no difference between the forms of the Lord, but there is a difference between his forms and those of the demigods, and also between our forms too. Maniyata vibhagena nilapita divirutaha rupa bedam vapnote jana bedatata chutaha. When the jewel known as Vaidurya touches various other materials, it appears to be separated into different colors, and consequently its forms also appear different. Similarly, according to the meditational ecstasy of the devotee, the Lord, who is known as Achyuta, the infallible one, appears in different forms, although he is essentially one. This is a verse quoted from the Sri Narada Pancharatra. In other words, as you approach Krishna, he reciprocates with you. If you're not a devotee, you see Krishna as death or the time factor. It's scary. And if you are, let's say, a devotee of Lord Ram, then you see Krishna as Lord Ram. And if you're a devotee of Nrisingadev, then you see Lord Nrisingadev. Simple as that, right? Krishna reciprocates with you according to your meditational ecstasy. This is actually quite an important point. It's the same person, but he appears according to your meditational ecstasy. Another interesting point, which we talked about yesterday with the devotees, is about the guru. The guru. Your guru. My guru. Every guru. So the point is, and this is mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Jiva Dharma, that sometimes the devotees, they try to guess, what is the rasa of my guru? My guru is a cowherd boy. My guru is a gopi. My guru is a mandri gopi. My guru is a, what else, a parent of Krishna. My guru is a cow. So, anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is that according to your rasa, you see the guru in a specific rasa. Although he has his own rasa with Krishna, but you see the guru because he appears to you, guide you in your particular relationship. Because if someone's situated in conjugal relationship, generally the guru is situated in conjugal relationship with the Lord, although there's exceptions, then the guru has all the different aspects of the other relationships and can guide you in any relationship, and you'll perceive the guru as guiding you in that relationship as an example or exemplar in that relationship. That's a very esoteric understanding given to us by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Vatakahi kahanami jiva parama pamara kahantumi se Krishna sakshadishvara Venkatabhata then said, I am an ordinary fallen living entity, but you are Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Agada ishvara lila kichwi na jani tumi ekaha se sachakari. Mani, the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are unfathomable. I mean, deep. You cannot get to the end of them. And you do not know anything about them. Whatever you say, I accept as the truth. This is the way to understand the truth of the Supreme, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, after hearing the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said very much the same thing. Sarvam etadritam manye yanvam vadasikeshava nahi te bhagavan vyatim vidur devanadhanavaha. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the demigods nor the demons, O Lord, can understand your personality. Of course, that's the 14th verse in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible to understand the truth about the pastimes of the Lord simply by using our own logic, argument, and academic education. We must receive bona fide information from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as Arjuna received information when Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. We have to accept Bhagavad Gita or any other Vedic literature in good faith. These Vedic literatures are the only source of knowledge about the Lord. You must understand that we cannot comprehend the absolute truth by the speculative process. So where does the Guru stand in this? The Guru guides us to understand the Vedic literatures. The Guru does not teach anything separate from that in the Vedic literatures, but because the Vedic literatures are quite lengthy and deal with unlimited subject matters, medical subject matters, historical subject matters, basically as Krishna says to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, basically with the three modes of nature, people in different situations within the three modes, it's very difficult to understand the goal of the Vedas without coming to the Guru. Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham Atma Bhakto, as described in the Brahma Samhita. So, therefore, one has to approach the Guru, and the Guru presents the Vedic literature, or literatures. Another verse is Tarko Pravishta Shuti Na Vibina. That's from the Mahabharata. One can't understand the absolute truth by argumentation or even studying the Vedic literatures, but only by Mahasharingena Gata Sapanta. Okay, on that happy note, we are going to stop here and allow you to take questions, perfect answers. Stop sharing and stop muting. Hold on a second, we'll allow you to unmute yourselves. So you can either type your questions if you are shy, or you can ask your questions. Whoops, I need to turn my phone off. Or you can ask your questions verbally by, actually, maybe raise your hand. That's actually a good idea. We've got to be more civilized nowadays. No, not in your window, don't raise your hand. Raise your hand on your participant thing. There's actually a place called reactions at the bottom of your screen, and on the bottom of reactions it says raise hand. Not the clapping hand or thumbs up or the crying hand or the ooh hand or the heart hand or the celebration hand, but there is actually a raise hand thing. You see it at the bottom there. It says raise hand. So who wants to raise their hand? But I see that actually Madhava wants to ask a question because he unmuted himself. Okay, Madhava, why don't you ask a question?
Dandavat Pranam, Gurudev. So I have one question. When you're describing today about differentiating between Ram, Balaram, and Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says it is offensive. So I remember this story. It happened twice, at least two stories. I mean, one time Hanuman actually, when Satyabhama and Garuda, they were became very prideful, and then he wanted to destroy. And then he sends Garuda to go and bring Hanuman from certain location that Krishna wants to see him. And when he goes there, obviously he says, I don't know who is Krishna. And then he goes back and then he says, okay, tell him that Ram wants to see you. And then as soon as he heard, he went there to see. And of course he... Krishna exhibited the roop of Ram, and then he surrenders, he just obeisances. And same thing happened with Satyabhama. Actually, she has I think some story that she has, so who is she? But then she has to take the roop, the form of Sita, then he surrenders. And similarly, Tulsidas, who was worshipping Lord Ram, when he went to Vrindavan and he was there, the story that unless you change the form to Ram, I'm not going to bow down. So he changed, Krishna changed to Ram roop, and then he bows down. So were not they offensive, Hanuman and Tulsi, okay, they're great devotees?
Yeah, let me explain. When they're talking about offensive, also you can say the gopis because they didn't recognize. You can also say the gopis in the story that I told today that, because they didn't recognize that Krishna was non-different from Narayan. You could say they're offensive. But the point is, when we're talking about offenses, we're not talking about people who are pure devotees or living entities, who are pure devotees of the Lord, who are engaged under the influence of yoga maya. We're talking, it's offensive for those under Mahamaya, those in illusion, those who are not pure devotees of the Lord, to differentiate philosophically between the different forms of the Lord. But when we're talking about Leela, you understand this Leela, the Leela of the Lord, which is the stories you mentioned are all Leela stories, then the pure devotees are under the Daivahiyesha Gunamayi Mamamaya Dorachya. Mama Eva Ye Prapajante Ayamitam Turantite. They're under the internal potency of the Lord. Mahatmanas Tumam Partha Daivim Prakriti Mashvata. Vajantyananya Manasha Getwa Bhutanam Avyam. And under the people keep texting me. This is, I really have to learn my lesson on mute 24 hours a day because otherwise I will lose my mind. So the point is, when devotees are engaged in Leela, then they do differentiate. Because this is their Leela with the Lord. But when one is a conditioned soul and making a philosophical point, then it's not Leela. It's actually offensive. For example, the gopis differentiate between Krishna and Balaram. Krishna has his gopis, Balaram has his gopis. And the gopis are not thinking Krishna and Balaram are the same person, nor is Yashoda Mai thinking Krishna and Balaram are the same person, nor is anyone in Vrindavan thinking Krishna and Balaram are the same person. Because this is the Yogamaya potency of the Lord. They're not approaching on a philosophical basis, they're approaching on the basis above. On the basis above, or emotion, then there is some differentiation. But on the basis of tattva, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Tattva. When you're talking philosophically, tattva, then there's no differentiation. There's only different expressions by the same person. So there's tattva and bhav.
So how do we feel if on our altar we have Sita, Ram, Hanuman, Lakshman, Hanuman, and then we have Narasimha Dev and Prahlad Maharaj. So how do we have their mind, our mindset? And Krishna is there, and Gaur Nitai there. So how do we feel?
We feel that we understand that Krishna is there, exhibiting different moods. Lord Narasimhadev is Krishna, like Jayadev Goswami states. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa, Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa, Keshavadrita Ramashurira, Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa. We see Krishna. I mean, that's the way I do. But I also relate on the platform of bhav. Even as aspiring devotees, we also have different bhavs or emotions. But using our intelligence, we should understand that these are our emotional states, but philosophically we're dealing with the same person. They're not different gods. I mean, we have to balance both understandings. Whereas in the spiritual realm, they're purely on the platform of bhav or emotion. There's no question of them talking about tattva. You know, they don't have to discuss, you know, is this Vishnu Tattva, this Jiva Tattva, is Krishna Vishnu Tattva, is Krishna Jiva Tattva, who's Balaram, etc. like that. There's Krishna, there's Balaram, we love them. There's Ram, and we love him. So Hanuman, that was his bhav. He understood, let's say, if he started to think about Tattva, then he would understand that Krishna and Ram are the same person. He knew. You know, he actually is well-versed in all the Vedic literatures. However, when one is very emotional, one doesn't deal with Tattva. One deals with Bhav. I'll give you a practical example. When the gopis saw Krishna in Kurukshetra, they couldn't relate to him. They knew. Radharani said, "You are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani." But they couldn't relate to Krishna in that kingly mood. Or, let's say, in the world, if someone is married and the wife sees her husband as the CEO of a particular organization, she really can't relate that well. He's the CEO, you know, of that organization. That's the Tattva, it's the same person. But the Bhav is different. She doesn't have a relationship. The wife doesn't have a relationship with the CEO. The employees have the relationship with the CEO. But the wife has a relationship with whatever the guy's name is, you know, Bob Schwartz or whatever, you know. Anyway.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
So we have to understand Tattva and Bhav. Tattva means, you know, philosophically, yes, same person. Bhav, a different emotional relationship with different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even as aspiring devotees. But philosophically, we don't differentiate. Emotionally, we do differentiate. How about that?
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you.
Emotionally and philosophically, that's a good question. That was actually a very, very, very good question, and I appreciate that question. Okay, next we have, Gopal has a question. He has his hands up, or one hand up. All right, Gopal, what is your question?
Thank you, Gurudev. So what you just described, is this the reason why the spiritual master steps down to the Majjhima platform? Because he has to explain Tattva to the neophyte disciples, and Bhav, the emotional state, would make it difficult for him to express that?
That's actually a very good point. But he also has an emotional state. There's actually more to that. There's an emotional state of compassion. So there's also that bhav too. You know, hey, vanchakalpa turubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha. So the compassion also overwhelms him too. So he's actually in an emotional state, but he has to step down from the Uttamadhikari platform, or otherwise the Uttamadhikari is always absorbed in this bhav, you know, this like that. So, good point.
Thank you.
Okay, interesting questions we have here about Tattva and bhav. Actually, it is quite interesting. And then you can relate it to relationships we have with people in this world. We have different relationships with the same person, different emotions towards the same person in different circumstances. It's a fact. Tattva and bhav. Okay. Good. Remember those two words. Who else has a question? Interesting questions coming out tonight. You can type your question if you're too shy, or you can raise your hand, or you can unmute yourself. I don't see anyone unmuting themselves. I'm looking at the participant window right now. So, we'll give everybody 10 seconds to ask a question. Either type now or forever hold your peace, or speak now and forever hold your peace. Okay, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Mayapur Chandra has a question. Who is Mayapur Chandra? Anyway, so ask your question.
So is it true that a person who has complete faith in Guru is an Uttama Adhikari?
I refuse to answer that question, Vinay. So, Yasha Devi Purabhakti Yata Devi Kita Guru Tashai Te Katita Yata Prakashante Mahatmana. One who has faith in the Guru, faith in the Vedic literatures, everything is revealed to him. That's what's that's the statement in the Shastras. All I can do is quote Shastra. Everything is revealed. I wouldn't say a person's an Uttama Adhikari, but things get revealed to such a person. All the imports of the Vedic literature are revealed. So I have to quote from Shastra. Okay? So, good question. So, Maharaj, as we are not pure, we lack the true Baba, and depending on our bodily identity, we relate Baba, women being more emotional than men, relate in a different Baba. Tell me all about it. So anyway, so... I didn't know that women were more emotional than men. Something new. So anyway, so... thank you for that additional information. So, yes, we project... our emotions are actually, at the present time, mixtures of our bodily conditioned nature. It happens like that. And we engage our bodily conditioned nature in Krishna's service. That is a fact, and we can't get away from that. And we shouldn't think that how is necessarily eternal. Just like someone may think, because of their bodily conditioned nature, they may think that they are actually a servant of Chandravali because they're so... anyway, defiant and challenging. They may think, oh, I'm a servant of Chandravali because my nature is to challenge all the time. Make sure no one's watching. No one's, that's good. I'm not going to get in trouble. So, someone may think that they're a servant of Chandravali and they're projecting the material nature upon the realm of the Absolute Truth. So one has to be very, very careful of not doing that. But, you know, at least you're engaging yourself and thinking of Krishna. Somehow or other, think of Krishna. But it's not perfection. Perfection comes when we're giving up all of our bodily identifications with our mind, with our body, with our everything related with the mind and body. And that's Sarvopadi Vinir Muktan, Tat Padatwena, Nirmalam, Rishikena Rishikesha, Sevana Bhakta Ujjate. And here's the next one. What's the best way to serve Krishna? The best way to serve Krishna is to be part of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement and somehow assist the Guru and assist the devotees in propagating Krishna consciousness in whatever our capacity is. Gurudev, I am thinking of Lord Ram when I chant the Maha Mantra. Is this correct? Yeah. How can we say it's incorrect? And when I'm chanting, I'm thinking of prasadam. So, no. I'm definitely not thinking of prasadam. When I chant the Maha Mantra, I think about all my poor fallen disciples and how can I help them. So you're more elevated than me. I'm just thinking of all these poor souls who won't even take the vaccine when I ask them to take the vaccine. So what to speak of chant Hare Krishna when I tell them to chant Hare Krishna? You know, surrendered souls. So at least you're thinking about Lord Ram. Good question. Yes, it's correct. Think about Lord Ram. Anyway, somehow or other, think of Krishna. But if we want our eternal relationship with Krishna to manifest, then we have to be free of all material designations, which takes some time. So don't get confused like that. Just because you were born in Fiji doesn't mean you're necessarily going back to the Ayodhya in the spiritual world. It just means that's the way you were brought up. You know, I was brought up in a certain way, you were brought up in a certain way. And we'll see. When we're free of all these designations, we'll see what our relationship is. Until then, we just try to help people come to Krishna consciousness and Krishna will reveal. Right? Yasmin Vigate Sarvam Evam Vigatam Bhavati. One who knows Krishna knows everything. How does one do quality chanting? Or what does it mean to do quality chanting? Read the Shashastika. Then you'll understand what quality chanting is. Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram, O son of Nanda Maharaj, I'm your eternal servant. Help! You should be chanting help. If you're not chanting for help, then you're in trouble. Really, that's what you should be chanting for. Help yourself, help others, you know, or you're very advanced, one of the two. You may be chanting, instead of help, Krishna, let me make some pakoras for you, or something like that. But generally, Lord Chaitanya advises for us, O son of Nanda Maharaj, I'm your eternal servant, yet somehow or other I've fallen into this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please fix me up with one of the atoms at your lotus feet. And until we realize how fallen we are, how can you ask for help? If you think you're elevated, you think you're actually doing well, you're not going to ask for help. I'm doing well. Sometimes out of pride, I mean, even myself, not chanting, I'm not talking about chanting. Let's say if I'm asked to do something like fix something or lift something. Let's say there's a real heavy object. And someone says, do you need any help? I'll say, no. I can do it myself. And that's pride. But then when I try to lift it, I realize I can't. So then I ask for help. So we have to get to the point of understanding that we need help. And then Akinchana Gocharat, that's the description given by Queen Kunti, then we can chant nicely. And also Trinadapi Sunichana Toraya Vasishana. And what does that mean? Tolerant of the tree, devoid of all desire for self-respect, offering all respect to others. One has to get rid of designations to be able to do that. Take some time. Okay, on that happy note, can we feel gratitude for the help we feel like we are getting ready? Yep. Gratitude is very important. Gratitude. Yes, we always should express gratitude. In a way, thank you very much. You are making me happy. You have given me this specifically. Thank you. You have to be very specific about gratitude. Gratitude doesn't mean wonderful, fantastical, but what you have done for me. Okay? That happy note, we are ending. We'll see you tomorrow night. All glories to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.